In 1969, Stockholm had an infestation of Swedish beetles, but they didn't call their exterminators. No, because these Swedish beetles were known as the Hepstars, who happened to have a keyboardist with a knack for writing songs named Benny Andersson. Benny knew that he was a big international fish in a little Swedish pond. In 69, Benny took his Jets to the Eurovision Song Contest, which is a competition, not unlike an NFL football game or At Midnight. Except in this contest, each participating country submits one song to be considered by the Eurovision Committee. Benny's song didn't win in 1969, but he did win the heart of his competitor, Annie Fridlingstad. Over the years, Benny collaborated with Björn Ulvaeus, a member of the Hootenanny Singers, a.k.a. the Swedish Rolling Stones. Björn would go on to marry the wildly successful solo artist, Agnetha Fältskog. As legend has it, the couple's vacation together in Cyprus, which some have called the 1970s Temptation Island. In no time, the two couples engaged in what some might call a musical swingers party, where instead of sharing each other's forbidden Swedish genitalia, they shared vocal melodies and lyrics. Over the next 3 years, they figured out that men's voices combined with women's voices could sound pretty good, and they finally broke through to international success in 1973 by winning the Eurovision Song Contest with the song Ring Ring. Talk about points! Agnetha, Benny, Bjorn, and Annie Frid. Mom, Dad, race car. These are all palindromes, but these palindromes didn't sell 500 million records. Today we stand by ABBA. I feel like shit.
We're eating Easter candy.
We're eating some Easter candy.
Set the scene.
Let's introduce ourselves to these fine listeners. The ABBA to my Costello, Tommy McNamara. That's who we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful guest today visiting from the City of Angels.
Oh, God. Good God.
Joe Quazala.
Hello. Thank you.
City of Stars.
City, yeah. As we learned. As we learned from cinema.
I love learning something when I go see a movie mm-hmm. like that. You know, mm-hmm. I feel more educated about jazz. I didn't know what jazz was. And
oh,
then he
really?
Explained it.
Yeah.
It's for beautiful white people. Mm. And no one else.
No one else. Get out. And John Legend. Is that him in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Yeah.
You loved that movie, right?
I did, yeah. I liked
it. I thought it sucked. What did you think, Joe?
Oh, that was fine.
Yeah, right in the middle.
The fact that there was a movie about a white guy who loves jazz and I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
That was like its best selling point. Like on paper, that movie makes me want to like
that's
punch
like
myself.
Did you ever see That Thing You Do?
When I was like a kid, yeah.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's a movie about a white guy who loves jazz and Liv Tyler.
How many kisses did I waste on you?
Oh, my God. I almost just started crying instinctively. That's a great movie.
Yeah. We should have someone do the O'Neaters.
Guys, we're talking about ABBA today. This is going to be a fun ep. I already feel it.
ABBA is a fun band.
That's
my thesis, Tom.
I didn't know a lot about ABBA. ABBA is a controversial band for this podcast because they're critically acclaimed.
Yeah, I guess in a way, I feel as though they are maligned, though, by a lot of people who like music.
I think Mamma Mia hurts them a lot.
Definitely.
And Dancing Queen. Yeah. I mean, yes. Like, even though I think I would like to believe that Dancing Queen is like a universally beloved song.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think it can be grating on people. It's probably overexposed. And they have like a handful of songs that I think are kind of like that.
Yeah.
That especially those two, though. Mm-hmm. Mamma Mia, I can understand is like grating.
Yeah.
Well, I just mean like the musical and the movie. And, like, it makes it like a mom thing.
Yes, definitely. It totally makes it like the moms are going out. They're going to have margaritas. They're going to go see Mamma Mia.
Man,
yes.
Pierce Brosnan. Awesome. Swoon. Yeah, yeah.
I want to be a mom.
You
is
just
that
like
what
margaritas.
I do. Yeah, I'm an alcoholic. We're going to have some margaritas, stop by the death camp. That sounds sick. Get on the trains.
But I think it's not a cool thing. Mm-hmm. For especially people like in our demo, so to speak,
sure.
To like ABBA.
Yeah. Hot young millennials
out here in the city.
the
but
ones
yeah,
who dream.
I mean, even if you just like different genres, I don't know, ABBA like almost exists like in its own weird, like, you know, because they're not exactly a rock band. Mm-hmm.
Who, yeah,
you
know? who is the closest band to ABBA?
Oh.
It does seem like they're in their own category.
I always put them with the Bee Gees, which I know isn't right. I know that's not a good thing to do.
Well, it's like, because they're, ABBA isn't disco.
Right.
But, like, disco is, like, the closest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When people talk shit about ABBA, because I had to do some research for the, because there are a lot of people who do hate ABBA.
Yes.
And I found that by a simple Google of ABBA sucks.
Yeah.
That's the kind of research we do for this.
I
have to Google things. I have to Google the way an asshole would type. I'm like,
right.
ABBA is gay.
Right, exactly. You get a lot of hits.
I feel like you would get a lot of
I didn't even look for that one.
Because that's like a sticking point. Is like they are not like masculine at all.
Right.
They're
yeah.
like a pretty feminine
they're
band.
Very feminine.
And especially being around in like the 70s, like...
Mm-hmm.
That was a time where it was like not okay to,
right.
especially for men to like that kind of music.
Be a dancing queen.
Yeah, to be, yeah.
I
to
bet there were
the time of your life.
There were like guys who were bullies in the 70s who were so pumped when the internet came around. They're like, finally, I can say ABBA is gay.
Finally, I've been waiting for so long.
I
just read an article where that's basically what a guy is saying. Yeah. He's like, I hated him when I was a kid. I had nowhere to talk about it. Then Mamma Mia came out and it reminded people how much they hated it. I just Googled ABBA is gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I get that.
Did you see the movie Mamma Mia?
No.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
I don't know that I have any interest in it.
Yeah.
That's
guys,
that's
I'm about the music. I'm always about the music.
On the flip side, I've only seen the play American Idiot. I've never listened to Green Day. I've never
right, there's a lot of people like you. Yeah.
I've only listened to the Spider-Man soundtrack.
Yeah, I've only listened to Turn Off the Dark. I've never heard any other music.
Why
ever.
Is it called Turn Off the Dark?
Because I think they thought it was poetic.
Yeah.
I think they thought it was like
honey,
clever and poetic.
I've never seen it or anything, so I just think of them being like, honey, turn off the dark.
Yeah.
Honey,
I can't see. Hey, I can't see. Could you turn off the dark?
But if it was like Spider-Man was a guy who like glowed or something, it would make sense.
Right. The luminous imagery doesn't really fit what we know about Spider-Man.
The things we know about Spider-Man.
Right.
Oh, and we know a lot of things about Spider-Man.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we got a lot of stories to tell.
Illumination is not one of them. Oh,
yeah.
I'll tell a story or two about Uncle Ben.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of Uncle Ben, Uncle Benny Anderson,
yeah?
One of the members of ABBA.
Oh, that's
good
right.
work, bud.
Here's an interesting thing. So I never knew what ABBA looked like necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've just heard their music forever.
Yes.
And I like have an image in my head of them dressed up like assholes or like dressed
in
up
in
like
way?
Poofy clothes. And
oh,
stuff like
I mean,
that.
That's not far off.
Yeah, I don't know where I got that image. I think it's because I was really into the A-Teens and they were trying to mimic them.
Okay.
Are you into the A-Teens?
I honestly don't even know what that is.
You guys don't know the A-Teens? They
I
were
mean,
like
I think
a
I've
Disney
heard of it,
band, basically, who just did ABBA covers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I thought that they
did
were
the
like...
A stand for ABBA?
I like to hope.
Yeah, it sounds like it would make sense.
What if it
used to call into We Are A-Teens. Is that
that's
the same
right,
thing?
That's true. Yeah, weareateens.com.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia! You come to like them seeing Dancing Queen. I mean, I'll jerk off to whatever. I don't care as long as they're 18s. I think the 18s weren't 18. I'm pretty sure they were kids.
Well, that's upsetting.
I want to look up the 18s real fast. We got to get some information on the 18s. I wish we had
Do
like
we?
A producer. we're going to find out. I can't believe you guys don't know about the 18s.
I think I maybe have heard that there was a show called The A-Teens, and that was about all I needed. I feel like that amount of information was the limit for me.
Yeah, ABBA probably didn't need a pup named Scooby-Doo type.
Yeah, you didn't need ABBA babies. Which
they
is what this sounds. It. This sounds like
they
what
were,
that is.
I'm gonna. I feel like they were wildly successful, but maybe not. You guys didn't know.
Wildly seems. stretch.
All right, A-Teens was a Swedish pop music group from Stockholm, Sweden. Talk about a Stockholm syndrome. They got dance symptoms.
I'm gonna leave.
Did someone write that sentence?
What's that? Talk about a Stockholm.
No, a Swedish band from Stockholm, Sweden.
Yes, they did.
That's a bad sentence.
That is a Wikipedia thing. Let's see. Yeah,
a Swedish band of Swedes who happened to be from Sweden.
The A does stand for ABBA.
It stands for ABBA. ABBA Teens. But
this is so weird.
This ain't your grandpa's ABBA cover band.
Oh, I wish it was. I wish there was a band of old people singing ABBA covers. There might be.
There probably is. The A grown-ups. The adults. They were kids who did this, and they played their music videos on Disney all the time. It's so funny, they have a greatest hits compilation, but they're just doing covers. That is so funny that was acceptable. I wonder if they were like hooking up with each other like real ABBA was. I didn't realize what a like
They weren't even 18. Hey, I wonder if they were hooking up with each other. I bet that'd be pretty cool to watch.
I would love to see that.
But I like looking at that. I mean, whatever. Anyway.
We are 18s. They look like they're older than this, actually. They don't look like teens at all.
They look
pretty
old.
Souls.
They look older. Like, dude, she totally looked older. All right.
She had an old soul.
Yeah, but ABBA, the real group, was
two couples.
Yeah.
And then they all like separated, mm-hmm. and that's what split the band up, it sounds like.
Yes, I think they at least one of them, if not both of them, split up before the official break of the band, and they mm-hmm. were, you know, guys, some of the music reflected that, if you can believe it.
That's it seems pretty intense there. It sounds like their breakup was pretty rough, especially mm-hmm. with Agnetha, mm-hmm. who was a smoke show, by the way.
Yeah.
It's weird looking at pictures of ABBA because mm-hmm. there's one smoke show and then a bunch of fucking doughboys. Yeah.
It's only one woman?
Yeah.
No, one woman
Anna
and
Fred
another
and
lady.
And Agnetha.
Yeah. And Anna, there's nothing wrong.
Anna Frid is, a fine-looking woman.
She's a fine Swedish woman. But Agnetha is clearly, you know.
She's like the babe.
She's a babe.
For sure.
And then there's just these, like, weird trolls surrounding her.
What a bad
Swedish
name.
Trolls.
Agnetha.
Agnetha.
I know.
Yeah.
So here's something I'm reading. It says that
here's something I looked up on.
Stephen
here's
King's
something I'm reading. Yeah, The Shining. Thank you, Tommy.
Though two members of the group were once married and underwent a painful divorce, even the members of the group now cannot remember who was married to whom.
What? That is
this
not
is,
true.
Is this from some sort of silly little?
That's so stupid.
Yeah, this is a silly. This seems to be some sort of silly.
Oh, it's a joke. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember who's married to who?
I thought the Telegraph was real.
I was reading an article from the Telegraph too, but I think that those are like opinion things. Right?
I think it's goofy, fun, from our favorite publication,
the Telegraph.
Telegraph.
Wow, I just got caught by fake news. I feel like a Hillary supporter.
Shit. SMDH, support my dear Hillary.
Oh my God.
Ooh, doggy. This is the best episode yet.
How many have you done? Two?
We've done
three.
So many.
Okay.
Three, plus the six that I did before. Those will come out eventually. Really quickly, before I forget, thank you to Mike Carrazza for the theme song and Bob Nugent for making our cover art. I always forget to thank them, and I'm not going to this time.
Hey, nice.
Motherfucker.
And also thank you to those little kids who do a version of our podcast. We call them the Stand By Your Band Teens.
The S-Teens.
Yeah, the S-Teens.
Oh,
I've heard of S-Town.
But S-Teens? Shit-Town.
Please shut up.
That much, that much wild turkey'd get anybody gobbling.
Well, it was nice coming here.
This is a great ABBA podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for flying to New York specifically to
just
do
for
this.
Just, yeah. For this. Mm-hmm. Just for this. I'm reading something. It's called Podcasting for Dummies.
And it just says, you're a dummy, Tom.
It just says, how gay is ABBA?
Wait, I did see that... How gay is ABBA?
Yeah, that's
to the
all
tune
it
of
says.
The chants, how great is our God?
How gay is our ABBA? Tell me how gay. Oh boy.
Yeah, I think that, but that kind of cuts to the core of the stigma with ABBA, as I think. No, now with our sexual fluidity,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just referring to three
thesis.
Of us.
Yeah, of course.
No, but like in these times where, like, obviously, even just compared to like 10 years ago, where the world was much more homophobic, and then mm-hmm. you think about when ABBA was around,
mm-hmm.
it was just like I do think people were like, oh, I don't like that shit, man.
Yeah,
but if you
it's that weird European shiftiness.
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
If you're able to kind of get over that, which now, like I said, in these times, I think a lot of people have come around to being able to get past that. The music is just really good. It's just really, mm-hmm. like, perfect pop music.
It is perfect pop music.
It's I mean, that nails it. That's why they keep reiterating the same, like, that's why they keep bringing mm-hmm. back the same albums, like,
yeah.
with Mamma Mia and shit, is it's always successful. People
always
love it.
Yeah, it's hard to deny. It's just really, really well crafted.
It was my favorite of the four we've done. We've had to listen to four playlists for this, and that was by far the best
one.
Oh,
you're going to
best experience
cap,
of the four.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why are people even going to listen anymore? You're telling them how you feel about
you're right.
Yeah, the whole point of this podcast is they keep guessing which playlist did Tommy like the most. That keeps him coming back.
I'm going to say I was hungover as fuck today. This is the least prepared I've been for one of these, but I woke up. Yeah, last night was my girlfriend's birthday.
Okay.
And, I woke up, right? She's 18.
finally
18.
You can now publicly talk about her.
Yeah, she's going to do a Kidz Bop episode of this.
Right. Yeah, the music of her people.
Her people are children.
Her people are children, yes.
Are there any kids who are like, this is our music?
Like, I'd like to think yes.
You can't say that word. That's our word.
It's our word. The R word is our word. That's for, you know.
It's okay.
Anyway.
Everybody relax.
Calm down.
Everybody calm down. We're all friends.
Put down that gun, Tommy. I woke up super hungover, though, mm-hmm. and we had this, that we were just to give a little insider info, this podcast is at 2 p.m. today.
This is correct.
This, the day of our Lord.
Yes, Sunday. Palm Sunday, I believe.
Ooh.
Right, Tommy, Catholic?
Palm Sunday, yeah.
I believe it's Palm mm-hmm. Sunday, yeah.
So I woke up on a beautiful Palm Sunday at 1 p.m., an hour before the podcast, and I was like, fuck, I have to binge listen to ABBA. And I listened to them yesterday in the car, but not the playlist. I was just like, I'm going to
get in the zone.
About ABBA. Like, some have forgot about Dre. I forgot about ABBA, and it's unforgivable.
I understand.
You know, they haven't been seen together in public, all four of them, in 21 years.
Well,
or this is another fake article.
An old article.
That's not true, because with the movie, they were all in the same place, but they won't take a picture together, because old Agnetha,
go ahead.
She won't be photographed with them, and she refuses to be around.
I'm pretty
them.
Sure something very recently happened.
Oh yeah,
where they were accepting.
Are we breaking
like,
news?
They were like, well, I don't know about breaking to you guys, sure. People
are
who have like never heard ABBA or know anything, and are actively looking up facts on their phones as we're recording this. But I'm pretty sure, and I'll gladly look this up. But I think within the past year, they like accepted an award and like kind of spur of the moment started singing together.
Wow.
And they have denied some very
You're
lucrative
right.
offers to reunite. And they just won't. Which I respect in a way, because I think their whole thing was always, we don't want to be like old people singing their old
which
hits.
Which is respectable.
I respect it. But I mean, especially in Europe, where like the demand is like crazy for them to reunite, mm-hmm. I think they've been offered the most money for any type of thing like
wow.
that.
Wow, do you think they could have stopped
so
Brexit? if they got together.
Oh, man.
That was one of the offers.
We promise we'll let all the Muslims in. Yeah, you're right. This says for the first time in 30 years, a reunion they pledged would never happen. They sang together. This is crazy. June 7th of 2016. Breaking news.
Oh, wow.
And I'm getting some from October 2016 that's saying they're going to reunite. But there's...
Wow. That's pretty wild.
Wait a second. I don't know.
Is that from the Telegraph?
This is... Wait a second.
All the news we're getting is from the Telegraph.
I think part of the problem is that, like, British news is, like, very cheeky. Honestly. So yeah. I think, like, they can, like, give real news and be like, I don't know what they're doing. Are they just going to be having a roust about it? They don't even know who they're married to. It's just, like, part of the news where you have to, like, sift through all this.
They're, like, very
cheeky asides.
Very dry humor. It's like,
I don't know. It sounds to me like ABBA doesn't even know who they're married to. It's like, am I reading the newspaper?
Is this an episode of The Office?
Yeah, but there's a lot of I don't trust the British press.
this is from
metro.co.uk. But oh my God, are they using virtual reality? You know, maybe I don't need to dive into this.
Yeah,
weird
this is fine.
2018 ABBA reunion.
Nonetheless, but pretty cool. There you go.
Yeah. Who knows if they'll what they're planning. But yeah, for a long time they were not even like seen together, but they did like kind of spur the moment, like sing together when they were accepting an award and
Who knows what they're planning makes it sound very nefarious.
Maybe an attack of some kind.
Oh, we're reuniting.
We've got a little something up our sleeves. this article about ABBA being gay turns out to not be that interesting.
No way.
Do they always wear white, or is that just the one picture I've seen?
I think that's just the one picture.
I think that's like one like famous picture. I think that's often their kind of color scheme.
Yeah, yeah.
Is like kind of flowy, like long white,
like white and
glittery.
Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever dress like them?
Oh, I'm dressed like that right now.
Yeah.
I'm in a full jumpsuit that is white and gold, and I'm ready to sing.
Oh, that's not what this is, Joe.
Oh, I gotta go.
What the fuck?
What are you reading?
I just looked up on Twitter, Abbas. Yeah, and this has 225 likes. It's a says from someone named Why Larry Is Real, and it says, Lewis Music Guilty Pleasure is ABBA, How Pure and Gay. 225 likes.
Sure.
What is the guy?
It says Why Larry Is Real. I don't know who this is.
Does he have a bunch of followers?
He's got 220,000 followers. What the hell? This doesn't make any sense. He's only following two people. Why is this person famous?
You're just mad because he's pure and gay.
Something you've been trying to achieve for a long time.
Anyway, yeah, this was great hangover music. I'll tell you that much. I was
soothing.
Worried. It was very soothing. And, you know, I forgot how much fun ABBA can be. We'll get into the songs here in a little bit. But what first got you into ABBA? I got a few ABBA-related cues for you.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly. I think it might be... I have two theories as to why. It was either, you know, we were talking off mic before about I'm very into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, you just went.
Yes, they were inducted in 2010. And also their collection, the quintessential, no, it's not quintessential, it's... I'm trying to remember what called the definitive collection or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was listed like as one of the best albums of all time. They're like definitive collection. So I got that and then just listened to the whole thing and was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Maybe about a year or two ago, I just like kind of listened to that on repeat and it was, I was just taken aback by how many songs I didn't know and how many songs that I didn't know were like really, really great.
Yeah.
In addition to like the ones, the handful or, you know, half a dozen ones that I knew already and already kind of loved.
Uh-huh. They had a lot of songs where I didn't realize they, like, I knew the song. It's just like a famous song, but like Money, Money, Money and that kind of thing.
Right. I just like forgot too about a lot of these. They have so much that I just forgot about it. But yeah, and like they have not, this is going to sound stupid, but like there are some songs where there's like a little bit of like, oh, I thought that might have been Fleetwood Mac in my head, like which is not, they don't sound like at all,
but they sound like, if you just know Dancing Queen, I think some of the other songs and the way they sound would maybe surprise you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Just because of like the instrumentation.
The instrumentation, definitely.
They are kind of a rock band, like in some songs, you know. They played instruments and there was a lot of intricate and interesting composition.
And they play at Ozfest every year, right?
Every year they every year
they're rockers.
They stop because they wouldn't, Ozfest wouldn't let them headline, which was weird. Which I think, I don't know, maybe they should have. It's weird.
They gave him the 2 p.m. Apple slot.
Yeah.
One time I saw Agnetha bite a bat's head off.
Yeah, it was hot.
That's why she has that gap tooth.
Why all Swedish people got a damn gap tooth?
Oh, this is some weird Def Jam bit.
You ever notice how all Swedish people got a damn gap in their tooth?
I don't like this at all. I don't like where this went. Anyway, ABBA's great. That album is called The Definitive Collection.
So what's the other theory?
It's really good. Oh, one theory was the Hall of Fame, and then the other theory was that I had seen The Definitive Collection
the
on
CD.
Like the 500 greatest albums on like Rolling Stone or something.
Did they all go to the Hall of Fame induction?
No, they did not.
Wow, that's crazy.
Maybe two of them did. And then one of them, Bjorn, maybe, played while someone, I forget who else sang, just like a guest performer.
Oh, wow.
I think that they did The Winner Takes It All.
Mm. Is that true?
Yes, I found. The winner is the one who is who gets to walk with the prize.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I kind of like that. It kind of makes you want to win. You know what I mean?
They have another song called Love Isn't Easy. Is that true?
Yes. Love is hard.
Wow.
Yeah,
and if not hard, at least is not easy.
Damn, I thought it was easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah,
no,
I heard
that's
about
a
that.
Misnomer. Yeah,
I read
that's
that on the Telegraph.
News.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to be careful. Fake news, cheeky British humor.
Cheeky British. What British people so damn cheeky?
I don't like this bit. Please stop this bit, Tom. I find it to be offensive and bad.
Oh man.
Oh boy. Do you have? So this is the first band we've had on where you didn't get into them as a kid, or like
it was like relatively recent, and that's why I think it's a more pure love.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Well, because I mean I don't want to
pure and gay
speculate, but like I imagine that a lot of the bands that people have talked about on this podcast, they are it's like a nostalgic thing.
Yes.
And it's like I can't let go of the fact that I wasted my time liking Limp Bizkit. Or,
oh, shit.
You know, I mean, like, if we're being honest, I think there's a time and place for nostalgia, but I do, with like a lot of things, kind of roll my eyes when people are like, no, this thing, like, Space Jam's like really good. And it's like, grow up, admit that this movie is bad. It's okay that you liked it as a kid and don't like it anymore.
Uh-huh.
But like, just be honest with yourself.
But first get a tattoo of it.
Yeah. First get a tattoo of it. Of Foghorn Leghorn slam dunking on Bugs Bunny. And so I kind of feel that my love is pure and whatever. No, but I mean there are bands that I liked when I was a kid, I'm sure that like now I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Or I like them but I'll be able to admit like, yeah, I'm not gonna like defend them. You know,
for sure.
I get that, like, yeah, Matchbox 20 has a few good hits.
That's a bangers.
Yeah,
that's it.
That was the first step.
They are, there's a limit to that.
Yeah, they, I mean, I think that they have good songs, but a lot of the non,
hits.
The non-hits are pretty. Some of them. They just are sound rough. Like they sound like the hits if they were bad.
I re-listened to the episode we did on Matchbox 20, and I realized I did like that playlist that Jack gave us more than I thought.
Except for the one song.
Yeah. So
did he give you deep cuts?
He gave us some deep cuts. Yeah.
He gave a song
called "Busted" that is horrible. Maybe the worst song I've ever heard.
Very bad. People tweeted that they were like screaming at the podcast when we were talking about that.
They like "Busted"?
I don't know if that's what they were talking about. But they were like,
they just don't like you guys.
They might hate us.
I can't find a way to turn this off.
Well, stop screaming at it. That's not how it works.
We also did title that episode "Casey Anthony Was Right," which might be why people were mad.
Problematic. But it's true.
That is true. I mean,
what do you mean she was right?
Kill your kids.
She was right in that she claimed she didn't kill her kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's innocent.
Okay,
just like our guy OJ. Hey. Right here.
They just high-fived for the podcast listeners. I don't really know that Tom and Tommy high-fived.
I think we've talked about OJ on every episode.
He's a good man.
He's getting out soon.
And then we'll have him on the podcast to talk about.
He's getting out of jail pretty soon, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's going to come on and talk about the killers.
That'll be very interesting to see what happens if he'll... Because everything, if you guys have watched the documentary and all that stuff, everything you know about OJ is, like, he can't stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
He can't, like, lay low, which is, like, the thing he obviously has to do.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of people are going to be strongly encouraging, if not forcing him to do. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like he's going to show up on WTF.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just feel like he's going to be susceptible to trying to... Because he's such a maniac.
Well, it's the only way he can make money, too. It's right. Just capitalizing on the bloodlust of our fixation on him.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah. Hmm. Why do we love his murder so much? I mean, not murder. His wife's murder.
Appa didn't have like any
murders involved.
Any controversies? I could.
Yeah.
Find.
Other than interpersonal divorce stuff.
Nothing outward. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that I can think of.
All I was reading is about this Agnetha being very bitter towards the band about like. Personal shit like that, but yeah. Other than that, they seem fine.
And I'd be better if I had that fucking gap too.
guys,
which is and the 18s murdered a man.
They were all guilty. They all had an equal hand.
Group murdered someone, but couldn't be charged as adults.
Right, it was the perfect crime.
Wait, my favorite. the perfect.
I'm looking at
the people also ask about ABBA. One of them is, "Are ABBA dead?" Which
is such a oh my god!
Are
ABBA dead? Hi, I have a question.
Would you be asking that?
Yeah, all right. Yes, thank you so much. I have a question for everyone. Are ABBA dead?
Is ABBA dead?
That was what Ken Bone asked.
Prove to me that ABBA are not dead.
ABBA are dead? It's just like, also, yeah, it's so weird because it's like, if you use just ABBA, yeah. Just the word, you're like, do you think ABBA is one person? Yeah. Then when you use R, it's like, oh, you clearly understand it's plural, but like, what is then...
I love our podcast, Google. Yeah.
They are alive, all four of them.
Alive and well?
I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you.
Alive and kicking?
Ooh.
Oh,
who
knows? Baby.
Let's talk about the...
Eurovision contest?
Did you read that? Oh, yeah, that is how they got famous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that was part of that Telegraph thing, so I had no photos.
Okay, well, Eurovision, I think... I don't know.
That's like Last Comic Standing, right?
In a way. I would say maybe more like American Idol, but sure, Last Comic Standing. It's been a thing that's been very popular in Europe for a very long time. And
it still happens?
I believe so.
Wow.
It is a phenomenon that I feel guilty that I don't know more about because everything I read about, I'm like, this is fascinating because it is, and I'm like definitely going to get details wrong, but it's like across Europe, and I want to say like each country like has a band that they like submit to Eurovision. People are probably very mad because I'm probably getting the details wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck
but
them.
It is like a continent-wide music talent contest. And it's not just, it's like bands in addition to solo artists and things like that. And ABBA came out of the Eurovision contest. And they finally won with Waterloo. That was because you also like submit a song too.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's a very strange thing that I think is fascinating, and I feel dumb that I.
It is weird. Like continent based entertainment is very weird.
Yeah. Yeah. This is. What's the icy one?
Antarctica? The icy one?
Oh my god.
What's that
so
icy continent? What? Right, what's the one that big and icy? Antarctica? No, I mean
no,
ice cream. Oh, okay. You just want ice cream, Tom?
I love ice cream. I feel bad.
You're too hungover.
I'm real hungover. What were
you doing? So hold on. It is each participating country submits an original song to be performed on live television and radio. Wow. And then cast votes for the other country's songs to determine the most popular song in the competition.
So you can't vote for yourself. You vote for...
I guess so, yeah.
That makes sense. Mm.
It's been broadcast every year for 60 years.
Wow.
I wonder how political 56. It is.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, it's got to...
Well, also, you got to imagine, like, let's say you're a band and you want to be a part of this Eurovision contest, and there's another great band in your country.
Right.
Yeah,
you
must
know, and
them.
The country can only submit one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But do you think any country has two good bands?
I can't imagine any, like, crazy pseudo-world where that... Some sort of strange alternate universe where that would happen.
I'm going to go to Lithuania, start a band.
I'm going to submit Radiohead.
Nice, dude.
That article.
Which one?
Are you going to get into
the
hate?
No, no.
Yeah. Let's talk about...
Someone put up an article that was just called, like, I Hate ABBA. Like, pretty recently.
Yeah.
I just want to quickly before we move on from Eurovision, Celine Dion was a winner in 1988.
Wow, so it is, like... Legit clout, like people actually
yes,
get famous.
Yes, like major, yeah.
Oh, this is the article I was looking for. It's so fucking cheap. It is cheeky as hell, and it's on the Telegraph.
Oh my god,
it's on the Telegraph.
It's
called the article is called ABBA. No, thank you for the music.
Right. Well, they have a song called "Thank You for the Music."
Oh,
so that's
still.
Yeah.
No, thank you for the music.
Well, that makes it
like,
maybe worse. Too,
I
it's
hate
like
that.
It's a play on words instead of just being like a clunky sentence.
Yeah. Hey, ABBA, good music. Not
the not dancing queen.
This is just basically somebody bitching about it. It's after Mamma Mia came
right.
out, and ABBA
peak.
Was at. Yeah, because ABBA was at number one again on some UK charts.
ABBA Gold, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This is ABBA Gold.
Not as good as the Definitive Collection, dare I say.
That's what I'm going to listen to now.
Yeah, it's really...
I got to say, you really piqued our interest in ABBA.
Yeah. Well, what's also good about the Definitive Collection is it's like most of their singles and not just the ones that like... hit like number one or whatever, which is good because they have a lot of songs, especially in their early career, that I think are really good, but for whatever reason didn't catch on.
Mm.
And, like they didn't catch on until maybe like two or three albums in.
Yeah. I also have noticed you have a briefcase full of these CDs.
Yeah, I'm really trying to move some product that I will admit for sure.
The only door-to-door ABBA salesman.
Yeah. The last one. The right. first and last one.
Pioneer and last of his kind.
Like the samurai.
All right. The complaints that this guy seems to have, and I assume it's a guy, it's Neil McCormick. That's who you want to throw your shade at.
Ooh.
Internet.
We want all you guys to dox this dude.
Yeah. Take him down.
Yep. Ruin his life.
If this guy doesn't kill himself by tomorrow, this podcast is a failure.
A true failure. My visit to New York will have been a failure.
Honestly, I think we should do a documentary where we find guys like this and confront them.
Oh yeah,
like Jamie Kennedy did.
Yeah,
Jamie
Heckler.
Kennedy is such
oh,
an
I saw
asshole.
That.
Did you see it? Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I don't think I could do it.
Unbearable.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea is like hecklers are in the wrong, but. It shows clips of him getting heckled. It's like, yeah, you suck. That's why people are heckling. You're a bad comedian.
Also, it like extends to general criticism, which is like a weird thing to attack.
He goes to these people's houses and he's like, well, what have you ever done? And they're like, I don't know. I critique your ass.
Write for a publication. And I get to rightfully say that Son of the Mask is the movie.
Oh, well, why don't you make a Son of the Mask and see if
it's
any better?
I'm not in the entertainment business. I'm a writer.
Well, you're jealous. That's
like
all
no,
the whole
I'm a,
movie.
I'm a film critic.
And then he throws in parts of, he throws in just little things to make himself look cool. Where he's at a show and this girl is in the green room with her, and she has a boyfriend, and she's trying to fuck Jamie Kennedy. And then Jamie's like, look, you got a boyfriend, so you got to get out of here. Whatever. And he's supposed to make him look cool somehow because he's like pushing a lady off
him.
It's
like, yeah, but you chose to put this in your movie.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with heckler.
With any of the... Yeah. That's so funny. There was also a show called Hater or Haters.
Yeah.
Remember that? I think it was Mario Lopez.
That makes sense.
Where they would like... It was like an internet-based thing, and it was on like the CW or something, and they would like go and find people who like posted comments and be like, "Sup, bro? It's me, some celebrity. It's like me, Snooki." It would be like that level celebrity. Oh, wow. Be like, "You said some things about me. What's going on?" I'd be like, "Oh my God, Snooki, hi."
So that was a good show.
Yeah, it was canceled very swiftly.
Oh God!
Anyway, we were getting into this article by Keith. So is that him? Kyle Keith.
This is Neil McCormick.
Neil, my man Keith.
So his complaints seem to be that he always hated them. He says that they are. He calls them cheesy disco pop, which is like not totally on the. I don't think that's totally right.
No, it's not. It's not far though, and I get if you're trying to like. Put them into a category that's not a...
I feel like Dancing Queen is very associated with disco. Yeah. Even though I know you're saying it's not genre,
I think
technically disco.
I think you're right. Yeah.
So it looks like this is one of those guys who hated them as a kid and had no outlet to like say that he hated
just
them.
Just been
now.
Pent up.
And then when the movie came out, he was hearing it all the time and he's pissed off that... It seems like he's mostly annoyed that... They're so respected, and he thinks that their music is very one note, which having listened to your playlist, completely disagree with.
It like they really like have a wide variety of ways that they can sound. And
But it's just Mamma Mia, and that's really all. I think he's just bitching about Mamma Mia, but he's using the whole band. He's discarding all their shit just because he's bored of hearing Mamma Mia. But he's mad that they're compared to the Beatles. Or he says that people act like they're like the Beatles and they're not, but they sold fucking 500 million albums. So
yeah,
I mean they're doing that's like pretty good, right?
So is that like good or what?
Like
I don't know. Good? It seems like a lot, but honestly, I don't know.
I'm not like a numbers guy.
Is that big? Is that number big?
I watch the show Numbers.
Oh,
I don't
get
it.
I was like a test audience for the pilot of Numbers.
Really?
My mom and I were like visiting LA, and I don't remember the details of this, but I remember being in a room watching the Numbers pilot and telling network executives I loved it. And then never watching an episode.
Oh my God.
Did you love it? I could see you liking it.
Of course, yeah. Well, especially when you're a kid and like,
how
old
are
you?
This is like 12.
Well, because that's the thing is like also
isn't
when you're
Numbers like 5 years old.
No, Numbers. Really? Numbers has got to be like 15 at least.
Really?
Numbers is from like the early 2000s.
Wow.
Yeah. It's 2017.
Man, time flies by.
But I got
when you're like
a kid at that age, you're not really watching any adult shows.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
see one, you're like, whoa.
That's true.
What is this? And you don't know that like
Court.
Right.
Yeah.
They're going. They can make a show about Court.
Holy shit! I love Boston Public.
Right.
Ooh, David E. Kelly's back, baby. Just wrote Big Little Lies.
I've heard that's good.
I love
it. This person is bitching that his complaint that I think is really funny is that he bitches that they shoehorn in rhymes like a bad rapper. He's like they rhyme Glasgow. With like something
ass cow.
I can't find it here, but yeah.
Well, if that's true, that seems like a legit complaint. But there's a lot of great artists who do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems like a weird thing to dismiss
an entire
band's catalog.
He calls them gauche, which I
love.
I think
such a good
such
word.
A
yeah, gauche is a good word.
He called them gauche, contrived. It's about style.
There's a part where
he says
just
they
like
have no style. He said the girls were not without their obvious charms. He sounds like a perv. Yeah.
Without their obvious charms. Breasts, but I'll hand it to them. They certainly had breasts, but beyond that.
I love that prequel to Obvious Child.
Yeah.
Obvious breasts.
Right.
Pick a bale of cotton. I don't know what that means. Oh,
that sounds like you suddenly start singing a weird slave song. Froggy went a courting.
I love this. He says, okay, the girls were not without their obvious charms, but behind them lurked Tweedledum and Tweedledee, okay. Two plump, beardy guys in dungarees.
It sounds like one of them, like, fucked his wife or something.
Yeah, he's got a personal vendetta against this
even
group.
As a hormonal teenage boy, I figured any woman attracted to a buffoon in a romper suit deserved pity, not admiration. Why would you pity... Or admire a lady for being attracted to one of these guys. Like, you could have no feelings about that.
Also, these guys were very talented.
Yeah.
That's what I think was going on.
They're lurking behind.
Also, I feel like the word romper didn't exist until 3 years ago. Yeah. That's my theory.
Yeah, it's a weird theory, but...
Yeah. I feel like this guy... I feel like most of the criticism I've seen of ABBA from the short research I've done from... Googling ABBA is gay.
Since we started the podcast.
We started on air, it seems like they have a similar problem. I'm going to say they have a similar problem to what like Coldplay has, where they got so much play that people just start bitching about it, and they're like tired of it, even though it's good.
Yes, that's with anything that I think gets wildly popular.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that becomes mainstream and has like a widespread appeal across like generations and like... When everybody is on board with something, then you start to go, I don't know that I like this anymore because I'm cool.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that I'm cool.
Yeah, I can't like, because I like Coldplay. They're good. They're like a very solid band. But I remember when they did the Super Bowl halftime show and everyone's like, oh, we're gonna get Coldplay to do the Super Bowl halftime?
Yeah.
It's like, do you see who they get to do the halftime? They need to get somebody who can like... appeal to all ages and have a catalog of songs that like everybody knows and can put on a good show. Coldplay is like the perfect band to do that.
Oh, yeah,
the reason
sure.
that we started the reason that I wanted to do this podcast is because of all that bitching about Coldplay at the Super Bowl. That was what started this.
It's unbelievable. It's just like,
it's insane. They're
what like, do you expect? Nah, man. They should get fucking what's a good band that like would never do it but someone
they should get Arcade Fire
right yeah
they would probably do it actually
yeah, wasn't Father John Misty doing it what on earth
playing that 10-minute song about leaving LA
yeah. Yeah. It would be really funny to see Radiohead doing like Kid A
yeah weird
very weird. Yeah, the Kid A-teens.
Come on, man.
Look.
That's redundant.
Look,
I don't like it because it's redundant. Kid A. Kid A is the first A-teen.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dare I be so bold.
Yeah, that's bold.
Fortune favors the bold.
Little too bold.
Is that true?
For me.
Tommy, is that
little
true?
Fuck text to my ass while I'm trying to do a damn podcast.
Tom, I don't know if you need to acknowledge that. Who's texting me? I don't know. Does it matter?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The listeners want to know.
they'll live with it. I can edit that out. Who gives a shit? All right,
it's
guys.
Staying in.
Tommy, what are your like first memories of ABBA?
I associate them with ice skating.
With
ice skating? It really sounded like you said ice skating.
It definitely sounded like you said ISIS skating.
Ice skating. I just remember being at like a public skate.
With ISIS.
I mean, everybody's got to have a nice little skate. ISIS has to skate sometimes.
And that was like, it was always like ABBA playing. So I think of them as like an ice rink band.
I love that. They're like, now couples skate. Now
ISIS skate. They've been waiting. They get really excited.
Well, thank you guys for ruining my memory.
you stupid piece of shit.
What about you?
My grandma loved Dancing Queen. And they're Fernando, too, right?
Yes.
She
they
loved
are. Fernando's a great song.
Something in the air that night.
Stars
yeah.
so bright.
Yeah. So it's grandma.
There was something in the air that night. The stars so bright. Fernando.
I want you to just do a dramatic reading of the Fernando lyrics. Yeah. Fernando.
Yeah. So it's for me. It's like, and I hate my grandma. She's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, we all do, man.
She's a bitch. I hate the word bitch, but she was a bad lady.
But she defines it, baby.
Well, she loves that Ben Folds song, the "She's a Bitch
and I'm drowning and I'm Tommy's
grandma."
I'm Casey Anthony, drowning my kids.
Drowning babies. Yeah.
Casey, if you're out there.
We love you.
We
you
know
were
you're right.
Right.
You were right.
You were right.
There's one takeaway from this podcast.
Okay, hashtag Jason. Casey Anthony was right.
If you think Casey Anthony was right, tweet at us.
Yeah, tweet at us, hashtag Casey Anthony was right. Please.
No, tweet at us, nobody puts baby in tubby. That's no
don't
good.
Do that.
No,
that
don't
do that. You can do it. You do what you want, baby. all right, yeah, so it's grandma music to me. My grandma accused me of being Muslim when I was a kid. So
She was a new birther.
Was she right?
She'd take me to ISIS skating every week.
And be like, you want to be with your people. You're like, my people are the ATNs. You don't get it, grandma.
Yeah, so that is what I have. I've put them away in the memories of my mind. No, that didn't make any sense.
No,
sure. You've turned off the dark.
Yeah.
Yes, so to speak.
So to speak. So I've like stowed them away at that portion of my brain. So I forgot that they're good. Like I forgot that I like them. And then your playlist reintroduced me that not 2 hours ago. So let's get into your playlist here.
Cool.
We already kind of tipped our hats a little bit as to what we think of it, but let's go down the list of what you got here. I got to turn this up a little.
And we're talking during this, I assume?
Yeah, we can talk.
No, we must be silent.
This is a very clunky part of the podcast where I play about 20 seconds of each of your songs, and then we talk through it also. So I don't know if anybody will like that, but
or any of this.
Yeah. No, people are going to love this. All right, so this is Gimme, 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 and there's some sort of parenthetical.
A Man After Midnight.
Oh.
Is the parenthetical.
That'd be a nice album title for you, Joe.
A Man After Midnight?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yep.
Ooh.
So people might recognize this. Madonna. Madonna samples this.
That's where I knew this from.
And that, like...
Oh,
I don't
know
the Madonna song.
The famous song.
I think this
ooh.
Song is funky fresh.
It is funky.
It does get you moving.
Yeah.
This is so different from Dancing Queen.
Right. Like, yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's like a...
This is fun. This gets you... Yeah. This gets you going.
It's... Yeah. It's like... And it's like... That like riff that like is like kind of
so
like
fun.
Sinister.
Yeah,
I really
yeah. What are
like
they up to?
It. Yeah,
you hear that? You're like, they do got something up their sleeves.
This man is up too late.
Go to bed. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
He is gonna have a hard time getting up tomorrow for work. So that's Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Like I said, we're only gonna play like 30 seconds of each thing, but yeah, that's a fun one right off the bat. I'll ask you each for each of these. Why that one?
Oh, well, that one, I think the riff is really good. And I also think it's like a, like you said, if you know Dancing Queen, like that's, this song is like kind of surprising in terms of like, oh, okay, this is like kind of cool and like a little dark.
Got some edge.
Yeah. And it's like it's an interesting song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely a good song to kick it off with. I was like, ooh, all right, Abba. All right, so this one is The Winner Takes It All, which we have deemed to be true.
Yes.
Okay.
It is. This is 100% true. The song is 100% fact. All right. Science fact.
Oh yeah.
So this is like their like biggest like ballad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was they've denied it, but I think it's pretty clearly written about the divorce, one of the divorces.
Uh huh.
And like you know, the winner guys. The winner of the divorce takes it all.
Oh.
But they don't even remember who was married
to they don't remember who's who. Is it Benny? Agnetha?
I can't believe I believed that.
Most obvious joke anyone's ever heard.
They were just so fucked up on that disco pop lifestyle. Do you think they ever did swing?
No. They're professionals. The
winner takes. Oh, that is pretty.
Is this Agnetha singing?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
She was fade that out. That's so pretty.
It's really pretty.
That's a lot of their music is like haunting in a way where it's like, oh, they're going through something.
Yeah, there's like real emotion behind it.
Yeah, I was laying in bed crying over my hangover, and like that, like it touched me. I was like, that's how I feel right now.
The winter does take it all of my hangover. I don't know what's happening. But yeah, with those songs, it's like it's not just like bubblegum pop. There's always like there is a darkness like behind a lot of ABBA's stuff, and there's a complexity too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah, I got that out of that for sure. The rest of this playlist too, and it slowly evolved on me. How did you like that song there, Tommy?
I thought it was great. It was great that one. Yeah.
So that was The Winner Takes It All. This one is Ring Ring, which I believe was a fun one.
This one is a lot of fun. This is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, ABBA
song. Yeah. Oh.
This was the first song they submitted to Eurovision.
They didn't win.
They did not win on this.
Who won that year?
Oh, gosh. Some other group.
Ruben Studdard.
Let's play again.
This is like Tommy submitting to Limestone. He submitted a great tape last year. They said, get fucked.
Unbelievable.
He just comes back stronger.
Two inside. yeah. This song, I think, is just like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's those drums coming in. Oh,
and it's also it's like I said, one of those songs that happened before they hit it big. Mm-hmm. So it's like it was not really like a hit, but it's as good, I think, as any of their other songs.
Yeah, yeah. Man, what a library! What a what a catalog!
Oh yeah,
they have.
It's an oeuvre.
Okay, this title is. Like, scroll. Okay, Love Isn't Easy, which we've also deemed to be true.
We've deemed to be definitely true.
Let's turn this one up here.
I love this.
Yes, this almost has, like, the way this constructed almost makes me think it's, like, especially in the beginning, it has like this Pixies like softness.
Yeah.
And then they get like super loud. Which is very funny that I said like it's like the Pixies and now we're like.
Dynamic song.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, they do interesting.
What the fuck is that?
You got a xylophone?
Yeah, wow.
They're throwing a lot of instruments in there.
I like that.
They did use a lot of instruments I didn't expect them to, and not just in this song. I think in the next one.
Oh, Love Isn't Easy. You like that one, Tommy?
Yeah, for sure.
You into that one? All right.
Hey, Tommy, you like it?
Hey,
you like
Tommy, that? How do you feel about that? This is the. By the way, I'm gonna stop here for a second. We've determined that there are four ways to listen to music.
All right.
I feel like I didn't give this playlist a fair shot because I gave it one way, which is a hangover in the just listening on my own in the house.
Of the four ways to listen to music, one of them is with a hangover.
No,
you think he David Byrne talking about the ways to listen to music.
Okay, four ways to listen to music. One, in the back, like have music on in the background.
Yes, I would. That's the one I was just referring to. There's also driving.
Okay.
There's working out.
Seems
such a dumb list.
Yeah,
I like hate this.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. This is a good list, listeners. If you disagree with me, I will fucking find you and I will call you out.
Oh boy.
Like yeah, Jamie Kennedy.
Like you're Neil McCormick or some shit.
Oh boy.
So there's those three, and then the other
so hold
one.
On, it was in the background, driving yep. and working out,
and then so I'm gonna converge to
oh good
it's
Lord.
Like driving slash walking around like traveling, but driving is different when
commuting.
You're in the car, yeah, commuting, we'll
yeah,
and then working out. I think we have to admit that those are separate things. Tommy, do you disagree?
Sure.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Yeah, I agree. So like commuting.
You can enjoy music working out that you wouldn't enjoy.
Yeah, well,
you,
when you're exerting, it like it puts you in a different frame of mind and you're
And then communally, where it's like if you're listening with people, like at a party or something.
Oh, interesting.
See,
maybe
that falls into background though.
Yes. So. Well, I would separate it as. Listening in the background and listening intently.
Yes.
And whether or not those are communal.
Mm-hmm. That might not matter.
Yeah. But then there's also the category of listening to music live.
Yeah, that's true. I meant for the sake of
the playlist. Okay, for recorded.
Yes,
yeah,
I meant for the sake of the playlist. But yes, of course, live, which is my least favorite, personally.
What? Being at a concert?
Yeah, it's my least favorite way to listen to music. That's very strange. Makes me very uncomfortable. I mean, I like it, like, if it's a... there's some bands I'd like to see live and, like, some atmospheres, but it stresses me out. And also, I'm like... I don't know. I just love my four ways of listening.
I love a short concert.
That's the other thing is like that Always concert I went to was perfect because they only played for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, I like that.
Whereas there are concerts that are like, I mean, you were at the show that's what, 6 hours?
It was
or
like
whatever.
It was 5 hours, but it was like divided into 6 or 7 parts.
Yeah,
which is like it's like 7 short concerts because they each play like 3 songs, which is kind
of
perfect.
Yeah,
at least for me. Is there a lot of downtime?
Yeah, there's a decent amount of downtime, but I was actually surprised at we're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes,
and
yes.
I was surprised at how smooth it was. So that was going to be a lot less smooth because they have to like load out and load in each band's stuff.
Crazy,
but they were pretty seamless, I thought.
This podcast is brought to you by Seamless.
It can't be true.
All right, let's. I just wanted to give that. Little,
yeah, huge, breaking it down.
Just
my man Tom is breaking
it down.
Because
I like to give all these fair listens and see what I feel in different environments.
Are we still recording?
Yep. This is Waterloo.
Yes, this
Waterloo is so good.
This is a song I imagine, yeah, you guys knew, and most people will know. It's one of the bigger hits, and the one they won Eurovision with.
Rightly so.
It's a pretty perfect song.
Oh, that is a fun pick up. Hell yeah. They are so musically talented.
Yeah, they're really,
there's
really
so
good.
Many different instruments happening.
Yeah, the compositions are pretty incredible.
It's insane. I like never
and the production
paid that
is
close
great
of attention. Yeah, too. It's so good. This next song, I'm going to tell you right now, favorite song on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Oh,
is this the one with the flute?
No. Is that right?
You might be thinking of Fernando. Has a flute, but they—I bet they have flutes in a lot of their songs.
I'm gonna start this at the part where I lost my mind. Oh fuck! Oh
yeah,
Elvis Costello has said like that this song like really inspired him.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. But like this, just listening to like the how well crafted and like constructed this song is, and the melodies are.
Yeah. That rips me apart.
Is that part true?
What's that?
Breaking up isn't easy. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
I think it depends.
No, okay. I think it's always
like
fun and good.
On you? Yeah, it's fun.
It's
it's
like
a good
time. I do it for pleasure.
I'm like a sociopath.
Oh, yeah, nice. Man. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, that's the end of the playlist right there. Tommy, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to go 5.5 out of 6.
That's crazy. I was going to go 5.5
wow,
out of 6.
That's beautiful.
Why 5.5?
you know what? My reason is so dumb that you're going to hate it. But
hold up. First off, are we ranking the playlist or are we ranking the band?
It's unclear.
It's
right
up for debate.
All right.
We're ranking playlist because here's the idea. Multiple people can come on and talk about the same band and give us a different playlist.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So,
No, I really liked it. I love listening to ABBA. It made my morning a little brighter. Mm-hmm, I find they're a very good band. I don't like how they have a song that says Ring Ring and also a song that says Swing Swing. I think it's too much.
And they ripped off the All-American Rejects.
They did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't put Swing Swing on the playlist.
But there is one where they say Swing Swing.
Oh, which
like
which
a song
one
where they say Swing Swing?
I don't know. I was just listening to Shuffling them on Spotify, and they had some song where they're like, Swing Swing. You can't say
that
Ring.
Oh,
that's
Love It. Love Isn't Easy. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't say Ring Ring and
so
Swing Swing.
That is such a funny it's funny that you say that. My issue was also with Ring Ring. But only because it's not that I hated it, but it didn't really do it for me as much as I would have. Maybe, and it could have been my hangover. And I didn't give it the fair four. The fair four.
Fair four. So I think our conclusion is
they were
ABBA
saying
is
sweet,
good.
Sweet, by the way.
Oh,
I
does that change
swing,
things?
Swing.
Well, there you
yep,
go.
Yep, 6 out of 6.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, shit.
ABBA
yeah,
is good.
This is our highest rated playlist so far.
So you win.
You win. Points!
And the winner takes
it
all.
Takes
it
all.
Oh. Oh, my God. I think we have to end on that.
Yeah, let's do it. That was great.
Joe, thanks so much for coming on.
Guys, it was my pleasure. If I can get ABBA's music out to, you know, one of your many ones of listeners.
Oh, fuck.
I suck. Turns out I was a villain the whole time.
God. We have a heel turn in every podcast.
We do, yeah.
I was a shit heel this whole time.
Isn't that the North Carolina mascot?
Yep. My man.
Yeah, Joe, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We will be standing by ABBA. And Joe, do you want to plug anything? I think we're going to put this one out next. This is going to come out Wednesday.
Dope. You can follow me on Twitter at Joe K. Joe K. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Joe KWA. And if you're in Los Angeles, you can come to The Wheel Show at the Nerd Melt Theater every second Saturday
Ooh.
Of the month.
No. Great funny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Wacky stuff.
Wild.
We're very stuff. Wacky. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. This ain't your daddy show. Tommy, what you got?
If this comes out on Wednesday, I will be at Gandhi Is That You at Lucky Jack's
Ooh.
Tonight.
Oh, shit. Oh,
this is a call to arms for all of our listeners. Come support me.
Please, show your strength in numbers.
Yeah.
follow Tommy at Tommy McNamara.
I think
of
if
course.
I do well at that show, I could do it again in 8 to 12 months. So this could be a really big
this
moment
is,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it could really break.
Guys, thanks for listening. Rate and review on iTunes. We appreciate it. Shout out to our buddy. Who wrote that one that I was like? Kevin
Lobkovich.
We fucking
great man.
Love you.
What a good guy.
He wrote a review on iTunes that made me tear up a little bit. And
He's
then
great.
And then I read it to Tommy and I realized it.
Well, I was shit-faced when he read it to
yeah,
me
that's
also.
True.
I know, Kevin's cool.
I like Kevin.
Like, what the fuck did that bitch say?
I was trying to talk to the review. I was like, hey, Kevin.
It's good to see you, man. You look like words now. That's crazy.
Kevin, I remember you used to be about being a people.
You are written words now, and I do not like it.
All right. Thank you to Mike Carrazza and Bob Nugent once again for album art and music. And thank you to ABBA for just being fucking great.
Thank you for the music.
Thank you for the music. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for the music. Not like fucking Neil said. I will be at Caroline's on Broadway headlining on April 30th, and I would love for you to be there. I'll be at Bridgetown May 4th. Through the 7th, and I'll be in Tacoma this weekend that this episode comes out. So check me out at those places. We love you. Bye.